Kozlis Mursi. Shigeru and Vaishnavs. We are we've been remembering the dear associates of Sri Bhagavan. And by remembering them, by their own practices, they impart instructions and they inspire us. This path of Southern Britain, by their own achar, they teach everyone. As long as one does not practice himself, then he may speak so much, give many instructions to others, but he will not follow. No one will follow him. And neither will this tendency to serve arise in them. Therefore, what has been mentioned in the Shastras, how can that be realized? By doing sadhana, by practicing in one's own life, then their ideal is our most easiest way to follow. Therefore, the Vrajavasis, they preach. They are the preachers. They preach. What do they preach? They preach these leelas of Sri Bhagavan. They can never stay silent, because the flow of this Bhagavat Leela, this flow delivers, this is the only way for the deliverance of all jivas. In other kinds of sadhana, they are not as effective. The other forms of sadhana do not have any master. Leela Shakti, she works in places where there is the influence of Mayak Shakti, and where there is the influence of Bhagavad Shakti, then these Leela Kathas are spoken and preached. It is very necessary to preach these Leela Kathas. Vrajadevi is there, Tavagatamritam Tapta Jivanam Kaviritam Kalma Shapam Shavana Mangalam Srimadatam Bhuviganante Jai Bhurdejana. Who does Kirtan and who does Shravan? Therefore, it's a matter of great fortune that there is no other way to remove these impurities. And those are always pained by these three forms of miseries. There is no way to be free from these miseries. And then listening to this Bhagavad Katha. Tapta Jivanam Kalma Sapaham. And Shravana Mangalam. This way, by listening, all forms of auspiciousness that had Satfalu, Satsurupam. This way, the Satfal is had. Satfalam Chittasurupam. This way, one who gives, does his Bhagavad Katha Kirtan, he is the best benefactor. No greater donor than him. You cannot benefit anyone except by this Bhagavad Katha. Where can you find anyone who can benefit you in better way? And this is one who speaks and one who listens. This is both are benefited. There is no other way, no other medicine to cure one of this material disease. So once Maharaj, not just Vrajmandal Parikrama, he would go everywhere. Near the santas, he would go to darshan. He would go here and there. Especially in the winter, someone would give a blanket to Maharaj. And then what would he do? He would collect whatever he would have. Take Brahmachari with him and say, let's go. Sunera, Kadam, Kandi, all these different places of Raj. Uddhav Kyari, Ter Kadam, Kama, Kamyaman. This way, Bimal Sarovar, Adibadri, and then Kedar Nath, all these different places that go. They go to all these different places, having darshan of the sadhus and speaking Harikatha and serving Prabhu. And this way, matter of great fortune that I was also present with Maharaj. Went to all these different places. So, in Braj, that all the Tirthas are present. And all the Tirthas are present there in Braj and they are taking shelter. So here, when Ganga Devi descended from the Himalayas, she had a desire that I also want to go to Braj. But Yamuna Devi, she has increased the splendor of Braj. She always serving Braj. Yamuna Devi's desire also was present. She prayed so much to her Prabhu. Then Ganga Devi is not just the water that is bathed in Bhagavan's feet, nor is she just the mother of Bhishma or the wife of Shantanu. What is her swarup? Her swarup is in three forms, is seen in three forms. Antaranga, Bhairanga, Jada Prakriti. So in one form, she is the mother of Bhishma, the wife of Shantanu Maharaj. This is like her shadow, her semblance. And the water that is bathed in Bhagavan's lotus feet, when Vamandev placed his one foot on the causal ocean, then she appeared as Bhagirathi, who delivers the three worlds. Saragalok, she is known as Mandakini. In Patalok, she is known as Bhogavati. This is her manifestation. Say, by worshipping Bhagavan, she becomes, she is known as Bhagavat Priya. It's very dear to Sri Bhagavan. So when everyone came to Braj, then Nanda Baba's father, Parjanya, he said that, oh my son, Nanda, all my desires have been fulfilled. Only I have one desire left. There I have gone, that I want to visit Ganga Sagar. I want to meet in this place. I want to bathe in this place, where the river Ganga meets the ocean. Because, you see, to maintain this body, we hate others, we despise others, we are envious of others, we commit so many sins and aparads. Because what are we do? Whenever we eat any food, what do? We kill other living entities and we eat food. So this is not sinful. See, even a sesame seed, dal, rice, fruits, flowers, everything, whatever we accept, whatever we eat, should always be offered to Sri Bhagavan. Or else whatever we're eating and accepting, then every morsel of food we're eating is only like eating sin. This body is made of sin. And this body will give so many troubles. No one will be liberated from this body then. Because sometimes in the field there are some vegetables like radish, and you take the radish away, you take carrots away from the field. Whatever fruits, flowers, vegetables, whatever you can lay your hands on, you start eating it. Dry fruits, anything, irrespective of not knowing that when you cannot give life, how can you take life? And even though you cannot give life, still you take other lives away to maintain this body. See, sometimes the milk is meant for the calf, but we drink that milk away. We don't give the milk to the calf. There are many who slaughter animals. There are many who think, oh, why is he more happy than me? He's very envious. One person, he went to Shivji. He said, oh, Shiv Thakur, I'm trying to please you by my austerities. Why? So that my neighbor, he doesn't do any austerities, so I'm doing austerities. So if I get one blessing, you should give him two blessings. You should have double benefit, my neighbor. He should benefit in two ways. If I ask for 1 rupee, he should get 2 rupees, my neighbor. And Shiv Thakur said, oh, let's see how generous this person is. He's doing austerities for the well-being of his neighbor. One person he does for his own self, but just see how he is. He is practicing austerities for his neighbor. So Shiv Thakur is very easily pleased. He's very innocent. He said, "All right, I'm giving you this blessing. I've never seen anyone approach me in such a way. All right, ask for any blessing you want." He went to his house with his blessing, and then, "I'll cut my nose away," he said. And they say, the neighbor, he and his wife, both their noses should be cut. If my son should die, then both his sons should die. If my house will be set on fire, then all his houses should be set on fire. So just see how he is. Such envious people are present in this world. If others are suffering, they're very happy. And if others are happy, then they're very pained at heart. Not even a trace of piety. Only consisting of sins, one's life. Giving pain to others. So one is very selfish, cruel-hearted, devoid of compassion. So Pajanya Rishi, he said, every living entity comes to this world, commits sin in one way or another. And he has to suffer from the fruits of that sin also. You see, if one commits a sin, don't think that you can escape from this sinful activity. Whatever you do, you'll have to suffer or enjoy. So they say, Nanda, I have done so many austerities, I followed many vows, I meditated so much. But I have realized now that as long as now we receive this body, as long as it's not made pure, then until then, even if I die, then I have to suffer from the fruits of my karma. I have to be born again and suffer and enjoy fruits or suffer from them. Therefore, I want to go bathe in Ganga Sagar at least once. Because even if once I bathe there in Ganga Sagar, then I'll be made pure. My body will become pure. And then I will not go on this path of Pravritti Mark. Means, see, those who are following this path of material advancement, Pravritti is very difficult for them. Come on this path of negation, Nivritti. Nivritti means to renounce, and Pravritti means to accept. Say, "Oh, this is mine, this is mine." And Nivritti means to give up. "This is not mine." You see, one is so much attached to his hair. Then he'll comb his hair very nicely, look in the mirror. He'll make very nice hairdos. And then he puts a clip. And then he has a nice mustache. He looks after his beard. He looks at his face in the mirror. And sees, "Oh, is my face beautiful or not?" You see, ultimately, what will happen to your body? Now we burn to ashes, but still you're so attached to this body. Nanda Baba's father, Parjanya, he said that Ganga Sagar is not here. Ganga Sagar is very far, 2,000 kilometers away. And sometimes it takes 2 months to go there in the winter. Why? Why? Because you have many. So Parjanya, he told Nanda that your son is very qualified. And within minutes, he can do that. He can even make the impossible possible. Anyhow, whatever he does, sometimes he brings Indra here, he brings Brahma here, Shivji here, makes everyone present here in Braj. Your son can do anything. So you tell your son. He said, "Oh, my son doesn't listen to me. Because if I say something, then whatever instruction I give him, what does he do? He gives me another answer and I forget the instruction that I've given him in the first place." You see, if one goes and meets a qualified person, then all his questions are answered immediately. So Nanda Baba told Parjanya, if I go there, then he'll sit on my lap, he'll sit on my shoulders, he'll catch me by my lower chin, and then I forget everything. I forget eating, sleeping. I'm only thinking about him then. So what can I possibly tell him? Nanda told Parjanya. So say, Parjanya also, he said, he told Nanda that he also likes sitting on my lap, he also likes tugging at my beard. So you also say something. Then Nanda went and he told Krishna that, hey, your grandfather, he wants to go to Ganga Sagar, can you arrange? And he said, what is so great about this? See, the biggest donor in this world, who is the biggest benefactor in this world? Without any performing any austerities, without chanting japa, without following any vrata, without any saddha, observance, nothing. Just go and take shelter of him. Whatever wants, he'll give you, without any reservations. At least you must respect him, at least a little. If you're going to meet someone, take some gift. Take something to offer, boga, milk, curd, whatever you have, take and go. So where should we go, he said. He said, I told you so many times I've taken you. So many times for his darshan. Said, where? He said, let's go to Giriraji. Giriraji, he'll take us to Ganga Sagar. He'll take us there, he'll bathe us there, and he'll have us bathe there, and he'll bring us back here. He'll call Ganga Devi there, to his place. So then Maharaj is speaking Katha in Bada Baitan, near Nandagao. So when we go with Parikrama, we go to Badi Baitan, Choti Baitan, this Charan Party. Charan Party was in the forest. So we'd stay in some Dharmashala or some place. All the villagers come in the evening. They would light kodang patties on fire, making rotis, milking cows. And then from different houses, they'd give two rotis each. First, there'd be katha, kirtan. Everyone would be sitting down. So there'd be Maharaj would be speaking on the glories of Raj. Sandhu Baba, he said, that my father, my grandfather, they want to go to Ganga Sagar. So whoever wants to come can come with me. Then he announced in Choti Baitan, there's to be this baitak. And then Choti Baitan, they would speak confidential things. And Badi Baitan, they'd speak openly. Everyone would come in the evening. But in Choti Baitan, only certain Rajavasis would come. So then when Krishna announced in Badi Baitan openly, then everyone came. All the Rajavasis came. Let's go. They brought their bull carts, even the bulls were ready, camels came, elephants, horses, all of them came. Even the cows and calves, we'll also go to Ganga, sir. We'll also bathe there in the Ganga. So then Nanda Baba, he said, it's everyone's desire. Then he said, alright, let's go. So then who will look after the pasturing grounds? Who will look after the cows? Even the cows will come with us. All the birds, animals, they all, we'll also come. And the peacock said, we'll come. No one was left behind. Everyone came. And they say, there's a rule in Braj. If you go to any village there in Braj, then whenever four ladies assemble together, they start doing kirtan. And the sakhas, they like dancing. They say, the whole way they were playing this dolak. They're playing the mridangas. And sanai, singa, their bugle horns, all these different instruments they start playing. And then this announcement was made. You know, we're all going to Ganga Sagar. We're so happy. And then my Krishna's desire. Everything was made ready. Someone tied their turbans. Someone put their cloth on their waist. Dupatta, they got all the things from their homes. Because they don't have the limited time from Ganga Sagar. And then while coming, they came to Giriraj. And then they had to come from Nandagao, so it was very far to go to Giriraj. But by the time they returned, it was already night. And so they had ghee, they had lamps. Before they'd have big lamps. There'd be a hole in the middle, and there should be a little water at the base, and then above the water there'd be another base, and the water would be gradually set on fire. And then there'd be ghee on the upper part. And he said the lamp would be shining for 12 hours. For 12 hours continuously it would be shining. And you put 1 kilo ghee, then 24 hours it'll give light. So they say by the time they returned, all these lamps were lit. Then they prayed to Giriraj, they offered boga. And then they offered hot milk, milk the cows. And then they offered this boga to Giriraj and they said, we have this desire that tomorrow there is this big festival at Ganga Sagar. So we want to bathe there. Now, Giriraj, you make arrangements for us. If you wish, you can take us on your shoulders, on your lap, or on your head. Anyhow, you should take us there. Then at 4, then 3 or 4, 3 to 5 is 3 to 6. That's especially very auspicious to bathe during Makar Sankranti, in the morning, early morning. Let's say, at all. So then, Krishna said, let's go immediately. How much are you sleeping? Let's go bathe. And then what did they listen? They heard there was a big flow coming, the flow of the Ganga. Many instruments were playing, many people were offering aarti, many were bathing in the flow of the Ganga, giving in charity, offering many stotras. And Krishna said, just see, all the devatas are coming and offering stotras. And all of you are sleeping? No. All of you will be swept away by the current. What did you see? Meanwhile, Giriraj, he there was like a small, normally the small waterfall would be seen, Giriraj. And now what did they see? There was a huge waterfall coming. There was a huge flow coming of water. Giriraj himself, it seemed he was taking a bath in the water. And Krishna, all the rajas is bathing. And then what happened? Giriraj was gradually submerging himself. And he went inside the flow of water. And the water of the Ganga covered him then from top. And then all the rajasis, they took a bath there. A very auspicious time during the Brahma Murta. They say, all of them, they're very happy. And all of them, they ask for this one desire, that our Krishna shall always be happy and safe. Oh Gangaji, may he always be happy, may he never be troubled by anyone. This is their only wish. They never ask anything for themselves. They only ask for Krishna, his welfare. And Krishna, the Sakhas, they told Krishna, oh, you're very intelligent, eh? You're trying to cheat us. What did you do? You took all the water. You took all the water from the channel, and then you broke open this water from the channel, and then you brought the water from there and told everyone, this is Ganga. Is this really Ganga? Ganga has come from the water of Bhagavan. How can you claim that this water is from the Ganga? This water is actually from the drains. Listen. Don't cheat us. Don't lie to us. Where is Bhagavan? Show us where Bhagavan is. They say they are also chastising Krishna. And Krishna especially, he likes being rebuked by the gopis. This is more dear to him than even the Vedic stutis. So in Krishna, he heard these words from Sakha. He said, alright, I'll show you where Bhagavan is. And then he took them to the top. Giriraj was down, submerged in the Ganga. And there he took them to the top, the summit. And they said, this is Haridev. Ganga has come from him. Then they saw in his Chaturbhuj Narayan Swarup. Because if he shows his 200 forms, the Sakhas will not believe him. Then there they saw that the Ganga was flowing from his feet. And the Ganga was going first to Brahmakund, and then from Brahmakund to Mansi Ganga. And even now this flow is coming. He said, just say. Then the Sakhas became pacified and they came down. Then Krishna said, now I'll make everyone happy. Now my grandparents are happy, all the rajas are happy. Meanwhile, the gopis came. They said, oh Krishna, who did you manifest here? What is her name? Tell her the name at least. Tell us the name. Then they said, her name is Mansi Ganga. So he said, oh, just now you're always cheating us. You're a great hypocrite. They started chastising Krishna. I said, what happened? What did you just say? You always told us that we are always present in your hearts, in your mind. You always said that your heart is only for Radharani and all the Sakis. You said, no one else resides in your heart except us. And now just see, what are you saying? She's Manasi Ganga. Means this Ganga, she's always staying in your mind and heart. And now you've taken her outside your mind and heart and showing her to all of us. So you're very intelligent. You're a great cheater. They say they start chastising Krishna. The gopis were in Man. Then Krishna, he said, listen. This, you're bathing in the Ganga herself, only your body will be pure, but your mind will not be pure. This mind is very sinful. Even if you bathe many times in the Ganga, your mind will only be thinking about sinful things. But by bathing once here in Mansi Ganga, your body will also become pure and your mind will also become pure. And you'll always be happy. There will not be any deceit or hypocrisy in your mind. So all of you now come and bathe here in this water, Mansi Ganga. What Krishna do? He called Ganga Devi there. And Ganga Devi, she appeared. She is Krishna Priya. And seeing her, everyone became very happy at heart. Seeing all this darshan is very divya. Very transcendental darshan. You see, even Kansa saw Krishna and the gopis saw Krishna. But was there darshan one? Never. As long as there are no pranayi bhaktas, premi bhaktas, who don't have prem, who have no samandha with Bhagavan, then they'll go there, then they'll say, oh, Jesse, this is all the drain water that has come here. Oh, it's water from the rains. Where did the Ganga come from here? You say, all the water of the Raj is salty. But then if you drink the water of Mansi Ganga, you say, it's very sweet. It's not salty. But then also they'll not believe. Braj, anywhere you go, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govind Kund, anywhere. Surbhi Kund, the water is salty. Vimla Kund, anywhere. But the water of Mansi Ganga is very sweet. Very clean, very sweet, very clear. So then Gangaji, she appeared. And she gave, just by the darshan, everyone's hearts became full of bliss. Everyone's mind became very happy. As long as this gross covering, as long as one is not liberated from this gross covering and subtle covering, how can you have this Atmakyan? How can you have darshan of your Atma? So you'll have to remove this gross and subtle covering. Therefore, it has been said. Shankaracharya, he said, Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange, Tarini Tarala Tarange, Shankara Mauli Nivasini Vimale, Ratri Tavapada Kamale. Then, everyone seeing Ganga Devi, they offered pranams. And they took shelter of Ganga Devi. No one has received such a Divya Darshan until now. What Giriraj say? Giriraj was very high. And Giriraj himself, he submerged himself in the waters of the Ganga. He says, Sakas praised Krishna so much because Krishna, he made them have darshan of Haridev, Narayan and Mansi Ganga. Then they said, listen. All the Dvarajavasis who were present there, they said, all right. You made us have darshan of everyone. We have darshan of Haridev, Gangaji. So is Ganga the wife of Haridev? Is she his beloved? Or does Haridev have any other Shakti? Like Lakshmi, Narayani. So no, Krishna, he could not say anything. He was very embarrassed, very shy. How could he say that I am Haridev and my Shakti is Radharani? He could not say this. It was a very hidden fact. So, the gopis, they keep everything hidden. They never openly reveal. So, see, how can I convince them now where Lakshmi is? So now we have Darshan of Bhagavan, want to have Darshan of Bhagavati, then our lives will be successful. If Bhagavan and his Shakti, that Darshan is not had, then life is in vain. Because we'll forget Bhagavan. Without his Shakti, without her mercy, even if you have Bhagavad Darshan, still we'll forget everything. Like, see, someone comes to Guru and Vaishnavas, they come to the temple, they come for 2 minutes, then they go to Darshan, have Darshan of Banki Bihari, and they say, oh, I have Darshan, let's go. They said, stay back. And they said, no, I have seen Banki Bihari, let's go. You come from so far, 20,000 kilometers. But as soon as he goes, he just has Darshan, less than a second, and he leaves. Why? Because Bhagavad Shakti is not bestowed mercy upon him. Only Shakti is always present, Shakti on. And only if all is engaged in Seva, then how will it run here and there? Even if one is dying, something, you still is dying, it's running very quickly here and there. Come and stay near the Lord's feet of Bhagavan. The Rajavas is very intelligent, so they told Krishna. Because we'll go there, even as soon as we return home, we'll forget Giriraji, Gangaji. May they always be present in our hearts forever. May we receive their mercy. May they also accept us in their shelter, engage us in Seva. Or else, we're always absorbed in service of Maya Devi. So they start praying to Bhagavan. Then Prabhu, he thought, what should I do? If I say Radharani is my Shakti, if I say Lalitavashaka is my Shakti, then the Sakas then start teasing me, saying you're black inside out, you're a great cheater, no one knows what you're going to say, what you're going to do. You, even that which should not be done, you do on some pretext. Make some excuses. So what did Krishna do? He took the Sakas into the corner of Brahmakund. First he had them have Darshan of Golok, Brahmalok, Vaikuntha. And Darshan of Vaikunthapati. So he took them to the corner of Brahmakund and he said, all of you pray that I have Darshan of Bhagavati Devi. So then they had Darshan of Brahmakund. And there, in the middle of Brahmakund and Manasiganga, there is one temple, Manasa Devi. So nowadays the process has changed. She is called Manasa Devi because she appeared from Bhagavan's mind. But now she has become Mata Manasa. Now she is worshipped like Durga and Kali. Now the Tattva has been forgotten. So Maharaj said, how did Bhagavan arrange for the darshan to the Sakas? He showed Bhagavati Devi in very effulgent form, along with all her associates. And he told the Sakas that she is always serving me. She gives the blessings to everyone. She fulfills everyone's desires. Therefore, she is called Manasa Devi. So, when everything was finished, then they returned. Now, Giriraj is very high on both sides, and between there is Sakarikor, where they used to come and go. Now this road was closed because the water was over flooding this place. So there's so much water there. So Rajdevi is, every day they would milk the cows, egg butter, and curd, and then they would sometimes go to the ashram of the Rishi Maharshis. Sometimes to Govindakund. Even Kansa, he also had the rule. If the cowherd men of Braj, if they will not give curd and milk, means they should give as tax to me, or else I will attack and take all the cows away. I'll set fire to all the homes and steal whatever I want. So Kansai kept one spy in every place. He would send one to Nandgao. He sent Agasur to Agaya. And sent Bomasur तो कामा सेंटेन का सो तालवान ऐसे सेंट दिस डिमंस टू मॉर्निंग प्लेस सो दैट दे डिस्टर्ब एवरीवन देन दे विल गिव अप दिस चाइल्ड ऐसे इन ब्रज देयर दिस काउ शुड ऑलवेज गिव अस milk, curd, ghee, everything should be given as tax, dukans. If you don't give all these things as tax, then all the cows will be taken away by force. See, demons are always slaughtering and animals and eating. Then they slaughter all the cows and eat them. Because the rakshasas are like that. So, Brazil will be completely bereft. Therefore, because of Kansa's fear, and the Vrajas used to save themselves from his atrocities, every day they would go and give rice, they would give milk and curd as gift to Kansa. So then Krishna said, this ghee, butter should not go to Kansa. Why should go there to him? Curd will nothing will go to him from now. Then they said, oh, yes, Krishna. Kansa is great. Kansa is a great upstart, means always causing trouble to others. His own father, Dhrumildaitya, he is present there in Barsana. Because Kansa is not the son of Ugrasen, he was the son of Dhrumil. And Ugrasen's wife, Kansa's mother, Padma, was strolling in the garden with her sakis. Then Dhrumil attacked, he caught her. And then, by their association, Kansa was born to them. So Kansa is a dream in the middle of the night. He saw a big demon came to him. He said, I am your father. He said, they killed me. Because he was such a demon that he would try polluting as many women as he could. So one day in Barsana, Radharani was going with her sakis to Nandagao. And then this Dhrumil, he attacked. And what Radharani do? She had a bangle. She threw the bangle at him. And he died immediately. Yeah, see, Radharani's bangle is even more powerful than Sudarshan Chakra. Because she is the abode of all of Krishna's Shakti. So say, Dhrumil, he died. Then he came in a dream to Kansa and said, I am your father, now perform my Shraddha ceremony. Offer oblations to me, offer Pinda. Then again he came in dream. Kansa, the more he tried sleeping, the more he started appearing in his dream. And Kansa took a sword and he told his mother, tell me, who is my father? Is Agrasen my father or is someone else? So I kill him right now. Because he's a demon, his son is also a demon. Then he said, she said, what can I do? I was in the garden. Before she attacked me, this wicked demon, therefore you were born. So why didn't you tell me this before? Then he took Ugrasen and threw him inside prison. Surasen, they heard everyone. And not just this, he started committing so many atrocities. He said, they're all against me. He started killing all the others. And he became the king himself. A very wicked demon. He'd go to all different parts of Vraj. And then he told all the demons, all of you stay in one particular part of Vraj. And they say, all the Rajasis should give tax to me. So the Rajas told Krishna that if you don't give this milk and curd ghee, then the demons, Kansa, they'll cause so many problems. They'll take all our cows away, burn everything down. Krishna said, don't worry, don't fear. Kansa does not even have the courage to look at Braj. Why? Because Bhagavati Purnamasi, she is present. She is a sannyasini. She is a guru. She is always guarding us. See, Krishna never said, I am the guardian. Krishna, he made all the Rajavasis worship Giriraj, worship Shivji, Bhagavati Purnamasi. He never said, I am exalted. He said, rather worship all of them. Purnamasi will save all of you. Shivji, Giriraj. So Kansa, he knew everything because Narada Rishi would come and tell him. So what did he do? He said, I'll take everyone to Vraj, destroy all of Vraj, not spare anyone there. And as he tried entering Vraj from Mathura, he came to the border of Vraj. What did he see? He saw there was an old lady there. She didn't have any teeth. She had white hair, wearing saffron cloth. Then she told Kansa, where are you going? He was the king. So he just ignored her and he went. Then she caught him by the hair. She pushed him. And she threw him on the ground in Brahmakund. And as soon as he came out of this Brahmakund, he was like, anyhow, Kansa became an old woman now. By the touch of Purnamasi, he became an old lady now. No, he didn't have any teeth. His cheeks went inside. His body became very weak. Now he was shaking now, trembling. And then anyhow, they put a nose ring on Kansa, tied him to a tree with a chain, and said, anyone who goes to Vraj, anyone who comes outside of Vraj, will kick him. Will kick her. And they'll slap her. So Yogmaya gave this order. They say his nose is tied to a tree now, so he cannot even run away. So anyone would come, he starts shaking. And then this is Bhagavati's order, that he should kick him nicely. And anyone would come from outside, they'd slap him on the face. So say he got beaten so badly, Kansa. Every day what food would he get? He'd get like some dry chapatis with some dry chickpeas. They just put everything on his plate like how they feed a buffalo. And what could he do? He had to endure everything. So Bhagavati, she took all his strength away, Kansa's. In 1 year he suffered like that. Then, day and night, he was only thinking about Krishna. Therefore, without fear, one can never do bhajan. See, unless one is chastised by Maya Devi, then he'll do bhajan, or else why will he do bhajan? See, Bhagavati, she beat him nicely. And then he said, no, I'll never disturb anyone. No, I'll never steal from others. No, I'll never never accept anything from Vraj. So Bhagavati Purnamasi said, yes, alright, never come back here. And as soon as she threw him inside the kunda, then again he appeared as concerned. He ran away in fear. He said, never come back to Vrindavan. He ran towards Mathura. He said, never even come near the border of Vraj. So then Krishna said, just see, who will take your misfortune away? Because when she accepts a person as guru, he's always risking you. So Bhagavati Purnamasai, she is the guru. All the Vajrasis. See, Maharaj, he was explaining. Instead of Maharaj, we are thinking we are most exalted. Then we are to be worshipped and we are gurus. But Maharaj, he said, you see, without guru, how can you possibly cross the ocean of existence, material existence? One should. If one becomes even greater than Brahma, Shiva, but without accepting Sri Guru, how can he possibly advance? So Krishna, he told all the Vrajavasis that if any problem comes, anything happens, then just pray to Purnamasi Yogmaya. She is always present. You go to her, and no harm, no problem will come to you. Because Gurudev, he was speaking this Braj Katha. He said, some villagers, they said, the Nanda's son is very black, very intelligent. Anyone who sees, he accepts that person and engages him in his seva. This son of Nanda, he knows black magic, because everyone is always following him. This way, all our daughters, daughter-in-laws, once they see him, they become his. This way, we should not let him come to our area anytime, anyhow. Even his shadow should not fall here. Now, sometimes, what do they say? They say the cows are becoming very weak, not giving milk anymore. And you see, the cows that could not deliver the calf and from their wombs. And you say, all bubble trees, neem trees, they start blowing everywhere. Now they cannot even walk on this land. It made of fresh grass. It became very dark. That even a ghost would not go there. They became very sad and they came down the wall. They said, oh Baba, now what can we do? Our cows are not giving milk. Even if we don't have any children to do Nagatapya, cows are not eating anything. They're not eating anything. They become very big. You see, even the courtyard of our house, thorny tree is growing. Then they said, alright, do one thing. Our Bhagavati Purnamasi, she is present. Go to her and pray to her. She knows everything. She will arrange everything. So when we went there, she said, that you've shown, you've closed the way of Kanaya. Because once you close the path, then you'll suffer so much. You see, in your village, you will not let, you will not take the name of Krishna, you will not let him enter inside, meet anyone. So what will happen then? And how can you be benefited? Therefore, bring him here, in Krishna Balaram, and you give them some butter and some roti, and become friends with them. And then everything will be arranged. So who were they? They were all the... They all belong to the group of Abhimanyu. Means they are all servants of Kansa. Because they... Kansa was thinking, I cannot go to Vraj now, so I'll send them here to Vraj. He said, I'll always trouble the Vrajavasis. But who could possibly trouble the Vrajavasis? No one could do so. If one hates the sadhus, Bhagavan, then who is he? And who is... How will he ever be happy? And have all auspiciousness in his life. So they say, he saw the unfortunate condition of the house. Now his relatives would not speak anymore. No one had any love for each other. Like, if any person crosses the ocean and goes to the west, then he'll realize, you see, in the west, no one speaks to each other. They'll all just stay in their own apartment, and you can never go into the apartment of another person. You can only meet him at a scheduled time, scheduled appointment. Or else if you speak unnecessarily, he'll shoot you then. If you enter into anyone's house without permission, he'll shoot you. So why did you shoot me? So why did you enter without my permission? And even the police will not say anything. They said, good, you shot him. And they say, so this way, according to the country you're in, then you'll have to suffer. The Kansa hated so much that anyhow you go there and cause problems. Kansa told all the spies. But when they tried causing problems, what happened? They were all defeated. Once what happened? There's this Kusha grass and there's a huge forest fire. And it has a sharp pointed end. The more you burn it down, the more it will rage. Once Chanakya, he was walking on the road, and this Kusha grass pierced his foot. And then he said, I'll destroy this Kusha dynasty. And you see, you can only burn this Kusha grass down by putting buttermilk on it. Because if you add sugar on this Kusha grass, the ants will start eating it from the root. So wherever he'd see Kusha grass, Chanakya would put some buttermilk on top of it and put some sugar on it. So the ants would eat it away. Because it pierced his foot. His foot was bleeding now. So what is this Kusha grass? Very holy actually. See, even Varadev, he put Prithvidevi down from his tusk. And then he was fighting with Hiranyaksha. He shook his body. And then when he shook his body, some hair fell from his neck. And that hair that fell from his neck immediately started sprouting on earth. So therefore she's called Kusha grass, Kusastali. It's like a sacrificial arena. It will not die, never. It's immortal. Even forest fire, floods, Even in the desert, without any water, it will survive. And that place is very pure, where kusha grass is present. Therefore, kushasan also is very powerful. If you do yagya without kushasan, then yagya will not give fruit. And if you do mantra jap without sitting on a kushasan, your mantra siddhi will not be had. If you sleep on the kushasan, you will never have bad dreams. The ghosts and witches will never attack you. Because this kusha grass is like the hair of Bhagavan. When he shed his hair, then all his hair grew as kusha grass. Therefore, the entire all of India became Kushasthali. India was previously known as Kushasthali. It means the place was Kushagrass is profusely seen. In this way, they saw that Kushagrass was in their homes. So how could they sleep now? Because it's not very easy to take Kushagrass out. So then Bhagavati, she said, who are you worshipping? Who are you trying to please? Who are you? Whose words do you listen? If you have no prem for Bhagavan, whom will you love? If you have no mamata for Bhagavan, then who will you have mamata for? Who will you have asakti for? Kanhaiya is not an ordinary boy. Then Gargi came. Then Nandimukhi came. Then Brindadevi. All of them came. And we saw that there Krishna's footprints were not found. And that place is like a desert, where his footprints are not seen. It's a very impure place. And wherever the imprints of his feet are seen, that place is the greatest of pilgrimage places. All purity is from there. And they said, no, Krishna will not come. So how can we make him appear among us? We think of some solution. Then they invited Nanda Baba. And invited Parjan Rishi. And then there they saw that no, this will not work. So he invited Vishvanu Maharaj. Then he took everyone. That place is called Devra. Then all of them, because where the Rajvasis are, Krishna is there. So then they offer many stavstutis to Krishna. And then they gave many gifts to Krishna. But Krishna didn't take anything. He said, by criticizing me, no, this will not do. Krishna he doesn't think about this. But he didn't care for the Rajvasis. Didn't respect them. So he didn't want to see his face as well, Krishna. So then Nanda Baba, he is very merciful. He is always forgiving others. He forgave them out of his compassion. He said, just see. Kanhaiya, just look after them. At least look at them with some love. See, the cows are crying. Why? Because the cows cannot see Krishna. All the cows are gone, Gocharan Krishna. But he won't let Krishna take the cows away. He take the cows away to another place. He won't let the children. They don't let their children play with Krishna. By becoming averse to Krishna, did he ever become happy? Was it ever possible for him to be happy? And just see the children how they were. But by force. Because there are some who said, don't go to the temple. Don't meet the sadhus. Don't honor any Mahaprasad. They don't eat Mahaprasad. And what will happen slowly? It becomes a house of demons. They're always fighting with each other. And so much pain, so much suffering is in such a place. But Vraj is not like this. Because in Vraj, Krishna's footprints are found everywhere. Only such fight and quarrel is seen where Krishna's footprints are present. So Nanda, all the Sakas, they all start going, cowherding with Krishna. Then they say, Krishna, now we found a very nice place to sing, dance, play. Then Krishna, he started. You see. So when they try to cross Mansi Ganga, the Sakis, the Manjaris, they all came. Then Krishna, he said, that You see, I'm the boatman. I have a boat. I'll take all of you on my boat, take you across Mansikanga. That Mansikanga was a river. He said, my boat is very big. All of you get come and sit in my boat. How much money will you take? Take us across. Then Krishna, he was a boatman. Dad. Then they said, who is this boatman? We've never seen him. This beautiful boatman ever in Braj. He's very strong. And he had a very deep, very grave voice. He said, I'll take all of you across. Mansingha was not so small like how we see before. She was very big. Because the flow of the Ganga is flowing there. See, she's... Now they made this Ramlila Maidan Giriraj. So until there, Mansikanga could be found. Means until the entrance of Radhakund. From Deek to Barsana. And then there, meet the Yamunaji there in Kosi. This flow from Mansikanga. So it's very long and wide. So she said, you come here, my boat is very strong. And then they took all their pots of milk curd and they were wearing all these ornaments and they sat in Krishna's boat. Then Krishna said, oh, because of your weight, my boat might drown. Now my boat is surely going to break now. So what should we do? He said, throw everything away, this milk and curd. Or else the boat is going to drown at any moment, water is coming up. And he said, this is why didn't you tell us that you had such an old boat? But then we would have never come in the first place. We didn't know that this boat could not sustain our weight. Then they threw all the milk curd. Then they said, you have many ornaments. Because they wear these chains around the necklace. Very thick. And all the anklets are also very thick. He said, throw all these jewels away. That's why my boat is drowning. He said, just take us across. Then... He said, how much will you take? He said, give you 1 paisa. Not 1 paisa. I don't want such thing. Take 2 paisa. He said, what is this? Can I take money from all of you? He said, take at least like more money than this. He said, no. He said, at least take 12 paisa, 12 anas. He said, 16 anas. And he said, no, all right. 16 anas, I'll accept. He said, all 16 anas is mine. Means, ana is a currency before. So Sri Krishna is enjoying so many leelas there at the gopis in Naukavihar, taking them on the boat. And then he takes them from one part of the river to another part of the river. He takes them all the way to Brahmakund, all the way to Kosikalan on the boat, and again he returns back. And then he meets them there at Yamunaji. Then what happened? They put the boat on one side, and he picked some lotus flowers. He started playing in the water. Because now the gopis had thrown everything away. So then... And then Krishna, he took everyone within the heart of Yamuna. Where Yogapeet is present, this big palace there. And many kunjakutirs there. Unless you have darshan trila, then you think this is all speculation. So, in the heart of Yamuna, then the Sakhi said, where has he brought us here? Which loka has he brought us here to? And there they saw, just as in Giriraj's heart, everything is present. 7 days, 7 nights, he gave everything for them. Similarly, Yamunaji's heart is even more beautiful than Giriraj's heart. But there only, the place is only for Sakhis and Majaris. Giriraj has place for everyone. Those in Dasaras, Sakiras, Vatsalaras. Everyone. He has Ratit Keri Kunja, many confidential places there. But this Yogapeet and say, Yamunaji, only the Sakhis and Majaris can go to this place. So say, Krishna, he would take all the gopis there on the boat. And he'd please them so much, make them so happy. And then he'd bring them back. So in the Sadak, take shelter of such Anuragi Jans, where there's Ragatmika Anurag, then This Nitrila will start to appear in their hearts. So one after another, all these different Leelas of Braj being paid by this Leela Ras. Then this will be thought of instead of Jadaras. As long as you don't honor for Radha Krishna, how can you have honor? Then this honor of this material world will never go away. So this process of becoming free from this Janarag, having Chimanarag, starts at Mansa Sarovar, Mansi Ganga. Krishna, he goes there, boating with the gopis. So many leelas take place there, in Mansi Ganga. See you tomorrow.